enjoying. And it was a pleasure meeting everyone then. I really just got in off the plane last night, so I really did not have... Oh, my gosh. And I just moved something off my... I think I just deleted the whole talk I was supposed to just give right now. Where did it go?
Control-Z.
Can I undo that?
Yeah.
Ah, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. It's a good thing people are here. I had a whole folder called Kolel, and the whole thing just deleted, but Baruch Hashem worked out. Thank you for the control. Thank you for the control Z. That's the way it's been going so far. Okay, let me just find this.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, so I just got off the plane. I didn't set up my printer yet. I didn't have time to print out. I will print out for you, for those who want, some of the Rosh Hashanah I'm going to speak about. I was sort of given like two different things to speak about. I asked a few guys, and I also already spoke this morning with three or four Madrichim about how your Chaburas are going. So my main thing that I want to communicate with you today is I am a resource for you here to try to help you do well in your Chaburas. So if you feel there's anything that I could benefit you in terms of helping you in terms of teaching methodologies. And I will tell you that the first thing I want to tell you, and I already said this to two or three guys this morning, teaching is not the same thing as learning. So even if you learn in a certain way, and you're learning with the chavrusa, you can't run a chabura too successfully if you're just learning with five guys at the same time. It's not the same thing as learning. It's very, very different. So I want you to think about that. So what I'm going to try to do is just speak for like 3 minutes at the beginning about one topic and then spend most of the time responding to what most of you have been already asking me about and what I think most of you would benefit the most hearing from me in terms of how to run a chabura. So one of the things that you got to get used to when you're giving a chabura or being a madrich and entering my kolel is you all came here probably mostly with the goal of doing some learning yourselves. And you might actually have found out that as the summer has begun, you're not really doing too much learning yourself. And some of you might be very despondent about that fact. So that's really what this article is about. And if you are one of those people who are being despondent about the fact that you are spending your summer giving to other kids and not worrying so much about yourself, so I urge you to read this article that Rivaldi wrote about how the whole entire goal in life is being a nosein and not being a mekabel. And the Chasam Sofer famously writes that, you know, there's like get me a drink. The Chasam Sofer famously writes in a lot of places that every moment that a person spends teaching somebody else or preparing to teach somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward him with his own learning as if every moment he had spent teaching that other person was spent on his own growth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to artificially give you that level. And I have many, many Mar Makomas about that. Why is this primarily on my mind? Because I'm celebrating a big birthday this summer and one of my Talmidim gave me a little pamphlet last Shabbos which highlighted, you know, all about this Chasam Sofer, because he knows that it's one of the things that I lament also all the time, how much time you have to spend if you're, you know, you're spending teaching people or running a yeshiva to help people, so you don't get enough time for your own learning. That's why I come here, you know, my 1 month over the year, where I actually do get to focus on my own learning, except for the times that all you guys are bothering me about how to run chaburas. But that's all great. It's all part of the same thing. So I want you to bother me. That's what I'm here for. I gotta earn my flight here somewhere. So please make sure to come bother me about that. But anyway, the Chasam Sofer writes this, and Rivaldi over here in this piece talks about how important life and how the Ribbono Shel Olam is a no sin, and we're supposed to be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole, he says, basically life is all about. And Rivaldi says here, there's two types of people in this world. There's people who are no sin and people who are macabre. And we're supposed to be no sin. And this summer is the summer of being a no-sane. Rav Hirsch, you may have heard me talk about Rav Hirsch. In the Parshios, where it talks about Korach, the Hadassah, when Korach is coming and complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu as if Moshe Rabbeinu is out for the covet. Oh, being a Jewish leader is all about the covet, right? All your shul rabbis in their shuls, they get a lot of covered. Your principals, they all get a lot of covered, right? That's what we're in this job for the covered. Let me tell you, gentlemen, there's not a lot of covered in this job. When you're a shul rabbi, basically you're just the butt of everybody's Shabbos afternoon lush and hara at their Shabbos table. That's the covered you get out of being a shul rabbi. And being a principal, you have 350 parents that can call you up every day and say, how come my kid didn't get a 95 in math? How come my kid didn't get a 97 in Gemara? How come my kid's Rebbe turned them off to Yiddishkeit for the rest of his life? So this is the cover that you get being a shul rabbi and being a principal. So you're not here for your own cover and you're not here for your own advancement. You're here to be a nosing, because life is about being a nosing. Jewish leadership is about being a nosing. It's about being serving the tzibur. The Rebbe Shlomo is a nosing, we're here to be a nosing. So if you came for your own learning, you learn the hard way that this is not really going to be for your own learning. Right, for your own learning you go to Morashah Kol. Well said. But the NCSY Kol is about giving. So that's item number one. But now let's talk about what I really wanted to talk about. And what I wanted to talk about is some good advice about how to teach. And I'm going to play it off of what guys told me beforehand. So I didn't listen to rule number one. Rule number one about teaching is, very often, what you say or don't say in the first 5 minutes of Chabura, that is going to determine whether or not your guys are going to listen to you or not. The first 5 minutes. So it's good to, you have to start off with something. The first thing that you say has to be something that you, when you were in 10th grade, would have wanted to listen to. So remember what you were like in 10th grade, and remember, and make sure that the first thing that you say is going to be something, or maybe don't think of the way you were in 10th grade. Think of the way some of your buddies that might be on the same level that some of the guys you're teaching are, what they would have wanted to hear. A lot of you guys who talk to me about, I have different, okay, raise your hand if this applies to you. I'm not going to look at you. I'm going to turn my back. Raise your hand if this applies to you. How many of you guys might have different guys in the Chabura that are at different levels of learning and you want to know how you can teach all of them at the same time if they all have different levels of learning? Raise your hand. Okay, put your hands down. How many people?
Good one.
A lot. Okay. So that's a major challenge. That's a major challenge. So what I recommended to one guy this morning was that, you know, let's say you have some guys who really want to learn and some guys who want to chill more. So here's my recommendation. If you have a chabura like that, then there should be, let's say, 35 to 40 minutes that everybody knows, now we're pumping. This is what you came to NCSY Kol for. This is serious. This is the serious learning. Everyone has to be in for that. Then maybe you give them a few minute break. When I say break, it doesn't mean everybody leaves. A break means an in a couple word break. Chill out, relax. One guy at a time. I think you guys should have a rule. One guy should have a time. I also think everyone should have a rule. I'm just telling you everything I spoke about this morning. Cell phone, gentlemen. When the kids come to Chabura, it should be a rule of Chabura. Just put your cell phone down here. Everyone, but don't take it away, Bill. Don't deal with that. Everyone just puts their cell phone down. And you should take your cell phone and put it down there also. Everyone we put our cell phone down on the side. No one's been with their cell phone. This is where we can all talk together. That would be a recommendation about cell phones. So what was I saying? Oh, so how to deal with them. So 35, 40 minutes. It might be 30 minutes. It might be 40, 45 minutes. Now we're pumping. This way the guys already know it's not going to be the whole time. Then a little break. Then maybe we'll talk a little bit about a topic you want to talk about within Yiddishkeit. Or something that happened in the dorm. Or something that's going on in the world. Hopefully it'll be somehow related to life or Yiddishkeit or something like that. Depends on the level. Some of you guys may just really be schmoozing about life at that time. Others may might be a set curriculum for a mission from Yerbas or something like that. But it should be structure. There's got to be structure. Rabosai. Your chaburas will not function if there is no structure, which means, first of all, the kids have to show up. By the way, let me tell you a chiddush. How many of you know about the Google Doc that you're supposed to be reporting when your kids are not at davening on? How many of you know on the Google Doc? So guys, if your guys are not showing up to, first of all, if you're not on that Google Doc, you don't know how to get there. You have to every single day find that Google Doc and put down your kids who don't come to davening at all, or if they're late. And if they're not coming to Chabura at all, some of you guys, I spoke to some guys, didn't know. If you guys don't show up to Chabura, you have to write it on the Google Doc. Otherwise, they'll go through a whole summer and not come to Chaburas ever, and we'll never know about it. You don't have to be the bad guy. Just put their name on Chabura. Then somebody else will deal with it. We just have to find out about it, and we won't know about it if you don't put it on the Chabura. So put it on that Google Doc. Does anyone not know what I'm talking about? If you don't know what I'm talking about, come to me afterwards. Please make sure that you guys are being addressed. So they need structure. And by the way, the kids want structure. And you have to walk into Chabura knowing that you're going to have that structure. To my mind, the most important ingredient to being a good teacher. Who knows? What does Kamenetsky think? The most important ingredient of being a good teacher. It's not what you know. It's not even how you say it. I believe that the most important thing of being a good teacher is... Good, we'll get to that in a second. I took that down. What's the most important ingredient? Self-confidence. Correct. Like being a good rep, I agree. Self-confidence. You see, the guys know whether you're going to be a pushover when you walk in. We know. He's like, oh, he's a nice guy, he wants to be everybody's friend, so we can just talk the whole time, and he's not going to say anything. And we'll basically waste away our entire summer day until I call, and then we're going to ask ourselves afterwards, why did our parents pay $7,000 to go to a program where we were supposed to learn and we didn't learn anything? We could have gone to a program and played ball all day and done the same thing. So the guys are coming, they want to learn. And you've got to have structure, and you've got to have the self-confidence when you walk in there to know, I can do this. And the second you don't really think you can do it, then they can smell that. Kids are like dogs. They can smell it. If you're fearful from far away, they can smell it. So you got to have the self-confidence. And I'm going to give you some tools that can help you. There's got to be structure. We talked about it. You don't have to ever get angry. But you don't have to get angry. You shouldn't get angry. Ever. But there's got to be self-confidence. There's got to be consequences. The kid's got to know what bothers you. And you can maybe talk to the kid outside. Let's say a kid's not paying attention. Talk to him outside of Chabura. Ask him, what's the story? What's going on? Is there a reason? Is there something a problem? Do you not like the material? You didn't like the way I'm explaining it? But some of you guys are simply talking too fast. Rabosai, when you learn, you can talk as fast as you want. When you teach, you have to speak slowly. You have to speak slowly so that people that are listening to you can understand what you're saying. You don't get it. You speak fast. You think you know the Tosakash is this, and the Rabbi says this, and Shmuel said this, and Rav said that. And then, you know the Sugya very well, but you have no idea, but you're not explaining it in a way that the people who are listening to you can hear what it is that you have to say. And the other thing is, you should also move around a little bit. Because it's a very different experience. I think I explained this to you already before. It's a very different experience when you hear it from somebody who's getting very close to you, as opposed to when somebody's very far away. It's a whole different experience. So you have to have proximity also, so you should constantly be moving around. You move around. Don't stand in one place. Because then the guy who's always farthest away from you is never really getting it in the same way as other people are getting it. I said I think you should only let the kids leave one at a time. Make sure you're there before they're there. Only allow one boy to speak at a time. Keep everyone involved. How do you keep everyone involved? Do the opposite of what I'm doing for you right now. This is a bad teaching, what I'm doing. Very bad teaching. Because I'm speaking the whole time. Well, kids, I have one question after you. Can someone give me a suggestion? How, by the way, I'm so happy because there's one guy sitting here who actually asked me for this suggestion before the summer, and I gave it to him, and he came to me today and said, you know, it's working. Wow, music in my ears. I guess it was worth it for you to come this summer. Awesome. So it was working for another guy, maybe it worked for you. Gentlemen, raise your hand again. Let's all be honest with each other. How many guys are having a little trouble with getting the kids involved? You feel the kids aren't so involved. Raise your hand. Be honest. Be honest. Let's be honest. So we have 20 honest people here. Good. 25. Good. So now let me give you a little eitzah. It should always be the kids read the sources. If you have your sources. It shouldn't be you reading it. Let the kids read it. You'll tell me the kids can't read it, so I gave you guys a suggestion. The kid can read three words. That one kid read three words, the next kid read the next three words, another kid read another three words, and then you read a sentence, the whole couple read the sentence together. And you'll tell me it doesn't work. I'll tell you, a guy told me today, I use that method, and it works. So again, obviously it depends on your level. It depends, but you want to get kids involved. It should never be you talking all the time. It should always be, I meant to actually ask you guys for a suggestion, but I got carried away. So again, it shouldn't be, don't do what I'm doing now. I'm trying to give you a lot of information, but get them involved. Get them involved. Kids will respect you more for demanding respect from them. You should not allow kids to walk all over you. You should not allow kids to curse in your presence. You should not allow kids to be disrupting you while you're still trying to teach a chabura. That's not acceptable. That's not cool. And the way you should deal with it, the first thing you should deal with it is talk to the kid outside of chabura. Call him out on it. It's okay, you're on my trip. You're here. You should have the self-confidence and the self-respect to know if there's a kid. How many people here feel, and again, how many people feel that the kids in your chabura, maybe the first two, like, they didn't know what to think, so they gave you the respect, but by the third or fourth chabura, right, so you're having some challenge with kids not giving you the respect while you're talking. How many people? So that's something that you have to figure out a delicate way to demand your own respect and honor without demanding your own respect and honor. So how do you do that? So if there's what I would do is if there's a particular kid who's giving you a lot of trouble about this, just beforehand, not in front of the other kids, but you should speak to him privately and say, you know, I'm sure you don't mean to do it this way, but you know, I know you're being very talkative, and I'm happy that you're talking chabur when you're talking about this stuff. But it's just impossible to conduct a chabur if you're going to just call out everything that's on your mind, everything else. So if you could please try to not call out. If you see that's not working, then you should go take it to a next level. Come speak to me about it. I won't say that you said anything. I'll come by your chabur. I'll notice that he's doing it, and then I'll get somebody else to speak about it. But you got to bring it to the next level. If there's kids who are not being respectful to you, if there's kids who are disrupting, you got to tell somebody about it. Tell your division head. Do they have division heads? Are they split up into division heads? No.
Stop making that joke.
You could talk to your head madrichim or talk to me. Talk to someone. Don't let it go. Talk to some of the guys who have been doing it for a while. Talk to me. Talk to other people. Don't let it go, because then the fact that they didn't learn the whole summer is on you, because you didn't say anything. You got to make your ishtadlus. You got to tell people when it's not happening. All right. Let me stop for a second, and let me hear what some of the issues that you're having. Okay. Let's make this a little bit more interactive. I could go on and speak about this for a long time and tell you my thoughts, but I want to hear your thoughts. What challenges are you guys having? Let's hear it. Be honest. Don't be embarrassed. Law of Aishalom. Don't be embarrassed. My first year of teaching, I was terrible. I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, Sam.
Having other kids listen to other people. When other people speak, you listen to other people.
So, okay. What do you do when you want to make it interactive? So you're involving one kid, but everybody else is like having their own private side conversations, but you're talking to one kid. That's no good. So I like to say chaburah should have very, very few rules. But one of those rules should be, no one speaks while someone else is talking. Now, you can give them chaburus at the time because they're all speaking. But no one speaks when the madrich is talking, and no one should speak while someone else. Now, don't let it go on for too long. Somebody asked me this morning, the problem is one guy is talking for 20 minutes. You can't let that go on. You can't let that go. You got to let other people talk. Everyone's got to have a chance to talk, but there should be a rule, simple decency and respect. Everybody buys into this stuff. It's not hard to convince people. No one speaks when someone else is speaking. And if there's a guy who continuously violates that, then you have to call him out on it. You have to remind him, please, he's talking now, let's listen. When you're talking, you'll listen. And he's still not listening. So before Chabur, you got to tell him, listen, this is an issue. And then if he still persists, you got to take him to somebody higher. Yes?
So I get Chaburas in the base medrash, and there's a lot of guys walking back and forth. And one of the guys in my Chabura very much enjoys, you know, he's a very friendly guy, giving high fives, saying, hey, what's up, how you doing? So, like, every guy keeps walking back.
Right, so that would be something that I would say to him. I would talk to him after, I'm so excited. I love you. Don't say that, but I care about you a lot, and your personality is adding a lot to the Chabura, and I love when you're involved in the Chabura. It's great. I just want you to know, you probably don't realize what you're doing, but when you're doing this, I know you love to say hello, and it's great, but during Chabura time, you don't realize it's being disruptive to everybody else. So if you could please stop saying, giving high fives to everybody passing by, it's just disrupting. I know you don't realize that, you don't mean it, and when I was your age, I would be doing the same thing also, so I don't mean anything negative, but just you don't realize that you're being disruptive. Yeah?
There's no level of interest when
someone starts reading inside the sources, whether it's me or one of the kids, they start to zone out because you know.
So my advice to you is everyone should read it no more than 3 words. One kid reads 3 words, the next kid reads 3 words, the next kid reads 3 words, and you can explain it. But you should never be reading for 5 minutes at a time. That's a disaster. You should never read for more than 15 seconds at a time, or 20 seconds. And then the next guy does 20 seconds, and the next guy does 20 seconds. And that's the way you get through it. Even if he breaks his teeth, let's talk about 3 words a guy can read. And the next guy reads 3 words, and then you can summarize it. This way you're not monotonizing and monopolizing the time. You know what I'm saying? Benny. Sorry. Yeah. Right. That's a great point. So a lot of kids are going to put their heads down. Kids don't get any sleep on this program ever. It's a problem. Just my two thoughts about that. My two thoughts about that are that, again, here in this room, so you guys are all mature and you have respect for me, so you're not going to put your heads down. But a lot of you have heard my spiel already. You wish you could be putting your head down. So why are you not putting your head down? So maybe it's out of respect for the person. So what I urge you is two things. Just privately, you should say to the person, you should just know it's a downer for the other kids when you put your head down. It makes everybody else want to put their head down, and everybody wants to just go to sleep and not listen, and nobody will learn. So it's a downer. You got to try to call the kid out on that. And you could also tell me, you know, it's also not so respectful to me. I'm not getting paid. I come here for the whole summer. I prepare. I spent a lot of time preparing. And I really have a lot to give you. I want you to do it. So you got to call kids out. You can't let kids put their heads down. Because once one kid puts their head down, everyone puts it down. Hold on a second. Yehuda Yaakov, are you late? No, Yaakov Yehuda. Yeah. Oh. So I don't know if you heard what I said before, but I said, Colin's not a word. The rule should be on Colel. That when you come to Chaburis, everybody just puts their phone in the designated phone spot. And you should be a role model yourself. I'm going to take my phone. I'm going to put my phone down right here. So we'll make a nice pile of phones in the middle of the Chabura. Just no one should touch phones. Just exactly out of their hands during Chabura. That should just be a rule across the board. Can all of my team agree to accept that upon themselves? Just,
yes.
Is there anyone who doesn't agree? Speak now, I hold your peace. Guys, we're all in it together. Everyone's going to say at the beginning a couple words. Blame it on Kamenetsky, that idiot. Kamenetsky said the rule has to be everyone puts their cell phones down. Yes, Kamenetsky. Yeah. The fat Kamenetsky. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to say to that kid, it's great to be, you can't allow him to down. You got to say, I love the fact that you're involved. It's great you're involved. You have to say, not in front of the other kids, privately, before I say, okay, but you are only allowed to ask 4 questions for a couple of them. You got to give them a limit. Because just because you got to say, you got to let other kids in the middle, so maybe it be 2, maybe it be 3. Yes, John.
I was going to say, maybe very into the kids reading the course, like very into that, but we have a lot of information a lot of times. And obviously, we're not going to get through everything, but we get through a lot of things, we just have to read it and involve them in other ways. I feel like probing questions to them, you know, getting them involved in discussion is much more effective.
So you and I have had this discussion many, many times, and you're going to have your opinion, I'm going to have my opinion, but I believe that it's more important to make sure, and again, if it works for you and the guys are into it, they're all understanding everything about it. I'm saying in most cases, my feeling is that if kids aren't involved in the reading of the sources, they're going to be zoned out. That was the question. The question was asked is that when I'm reading it, the kids are zoning out. So that's why I answered that way. If when you're reading it, they're not zoning out, I told them I'm not. Yeah?
You're like in a discussion situation. The kids say something that you think is totally off, very unintelligent. How are you supposed to respond? You're supposed to suggest what he meant, something else, and like make him feel good, say that's an interesting approach, or you're supposed to say...
So certainly don't make him feel bad. You know, it's not a bad idea. Again, I usually will try to make what he said to have some resemblance to what the truth is. I will usually try to do that. Sometimes you really can't do that. So it's okay to say, no, that's not what I was looking for. You know, just say it in some way that he doesn't feel embarrassed. You know, that's not what I was looking for, you know. Interesting observation, but that's not what I was looking for. You know, I would say something like that.
Does it change in the context of, like Shlomo's example is that it was a discussion. It's the context of learning, kind of like an opportunity to show someone like, when you have a little bit, are you glad to, like, show that he was really wrong? Like, Morgan has a specific, what do you
Play it out. Give me the example. What happened? What happened? Give me the example. You ask the question.
You ask the child to run, but you said chop run. The problem is that the run says exactly the opposite.
No, so then you could say, oh, that's an interesting idea, but that happens to be the Rambam says, not like that, so you can't say Shah, that's okay, you know, that's not embarrassing, it's fine. You just can't embarrass them, it's more embarrassing. That'll discourage you, below, you know. That'll discourage you. Yes?
I understand you have to demand respect. Because you have all these rules and you say with kids privately and call them out, so it'll start to more like a Rebbe Talmud relationship than like a Madrift.
That's a very, very important point. I want to be very clear on this. I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Rafi
says, you know, Kavadetsky is coming here and saying you got to pull the kids out on all these things, so it's going to be more like a Rebbe Talmud, and the kids aren't going to open up. So Rafi, I want to be clear. I don't think ever there should be any anger towards the kid. I don't think there should ever be any kind of negativity, chas v'shalom. But I do think you have a right to ask, you're giving chabura. You have a right that they should respect you. They shouldn't interrupt you. So it should be done in a very light, that's why I said, in a light, friendly kind of way, saying, you know, in a way, and it should only be after you have a relationship with the kid. We have a relationship, and, you know, you're first, you should be all kulo ahava, and, you know, buy the kid stuff, and, you know, and develop a session with them in a positive way, play ball with them, schmooze them, hang out in this room. Once you have the relationship, I think you have a right to say, you're right, don't be like I don't mean like you should be the top-down, heavy approach. No, but you have a right to say, you know, you just probably don't realize it, but you're being a little too disruptive, so maybe you could tone it down a little bit. It would really help all the guys out learning. In a very positive, warm, supportive kind of way. Not chas v'shalom. But if the kid doesn't show up, you have a right to tell some, you know, again, it's not you. Just fill out the document. Somebody else will be the bad guy. You can still be the good guy. Does that respond and does that answer a little bit?
Yeah.
Not so much? Yeah, Johnny.
What can we do similar to a follow-up question, but I don't know if after you already have like a one-on-one discussion always about these things, and then either no change or it's even like a negative response. Like, how do you continue having these conversations to have this?
So again, I think you shouldn't be the bad guy. You don't have to be the bad guy. Let somebody else be the bad guy. I'll find out about it. I'll never mention that it came from you. I'll concoct some story to protect you. That you shine up in our show, the Gemara says. Not a problem. So you should always be positive. You should never be negative. Even if a kid is mavaza you, you should never let that kid go. You should always be positive. You should always be the supportive one. But somebody else, you know, somebody, the discipline of figures in the kolel should be the discipline people. Again, we can talk, come to person if there's a specific case you're talking about the details, but generally speaking, no one should ever cut a kid loose. Even if the kid curses you out, again, you have a right to say the kid curses you out. I think even Rafi would agree. The kid curses you out to your face, you have a right to say something like, that's not cool. You know, you overstepped the line here now. And you overstepped the line here now, and you know, you have a right to be negative to that kid. But for in the short term, but then afterwards, you know, hopefully he'll apologize, he'll realize he was out of line, he'll come back together. But ultimately the goal is always to have that positive, warm relationship. Minchas 1:20, right? Okay, maybe one last question, but my main thing is, gentlemen, please feel free to come to me afterwards and talk to me about things I didn't speak about. Yes? They find the kid in the chabur annoying. You don't find him annoying. So you have to go in both directions. You have to privately try to speak to the other kids and say, listen, you're not perfect either. So yes, this kid might have some tendencies, I hear that, but we're going to try to do our best to tolerate that because we have to tolerate, because Hashem tolerates all kinds of bad stuff in us. So we're going to have to learn to be tolerant to people who are not quite like us. And with the kid who's annoying, you have to try to coach him to not be so annoying. To tell him that, you know, when you are doing X, Y, and Z things, you may not realize, I'm sure you don't intend it, but that's, you know, causing a little bit of a disruption for other kids. So we try to work on both. Try to work on the person to be more tolerant of people who are annoying, and work on the annoying people to not be so annoying. Okay? I want you all to be on time to Mincha. Thank you very much for listening. And gentlemen, my main thing is, I'm here for you. So please come and ask me. Bother me and don't let me learn. so that I will be able to help you guys out for the rest of the
show. Guys, just another 1 second. If anyone was planning or is not planning or willing to stay in the year tomorrow, not the usual items, you just honestly just be here. So if you guys are signing up to be here, please tell us as soon as possible. And to the tables.